You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
You guys have heard the expression, what the hell is happening to my country? What is going on in my country? I cannot believe what we woke up to in our country. How many of you have experienced this or heard somebody else say that? And it's a great question because, frankly, there are things happening in our country I can't believe are happening in the United States of America. We used to make fun of the Soviet Union, of communist China, of communist Cuba for the things that are happening today. We used to make fun of them. It's happening today in the United States. Let me give you an example. Here's a Fort Worth dad. He's in the city of Fort Worth. He's there trying to read to the board explicit passages from a book called The Flamer. All right. It's sexually oriented, as you could tell. And he wants the board members to be confronted with the fact that they have made this book available to children. Listen to this interaction.
On page one, okay. Who wants my hot wiener? Oh, yeah, baby.
Mr. C, thank you, sir.
We're talking about a hot dog.
Security.
It's a hot dog.
Well, wait a minute.
Page two.
They cut off his mic.
Dad is angry.
And
these are so unfortunate.
Hey, don't touch him. He didn't break the law.
Yeah, don't touch him. He didn't break the law. Security. He starts reading from a book that is available to children. What was his violation? He didn't break the law. He was reading a book that was sanctioned and blessed by these so-called educators in GovEd. He was reading the passage. Why don't they want us to know what those passages are? I think it's a fair question to ask. This is how it comes off. Oh, you know, your objections shall not be heard. Then, you know, the Fox News debate. Fox News, the spin room, they denied Trump surrogates access to the spin room. Here's Don Jr. describing what happened. Listen.
Right now, trying to ban people from actually having discourse about politics.
How un-American.
Probably shouldn't surprise any of us. But that's what it is. And I've been told by others that I would be able to go in. So they said we were able to go in. Then they said they weren't. Now that we're here,
wait,
the candidate that
said you can't go in the spin room.
They're telling me right
He's
now, Fox won't let
that.
Me into the spin room.
But that's what the American people
Fox
should
News,
know.
Sir?
This is the kind of
they're
network they are.
They're telling him, he works for security here, but they're telling him that I'm not allowed to go in there. Because the candidates that they've been boosting while simultaneously trying to cut down Trump for the last, 2 years? Didn't perform as they had hoped. So they can't have someone who can maybe be a representative of my father. Just like a few weeks ago when I was canceled after the first indictment, I was scheduled to go on. And about 5 minutes before I'm on, I found out I'm no longer on because apparently I wouldn't be a great surrogate to talk about my father's indictment.
Okay. Is everybody processing what has just happened with the Fox News Channel? Fox News Channel, who welcomes Democrats into the spin room after a Republican debate, would not allow the surrogates for the front runner of the GOP primary far and away 40, 50, 60 points, according to some polls, far and away the leader, her surrogates wouldn't be allowed in. Courtesy of Fox News, a denial of free speech by Fox News.
Just so we understand what we're dealing with here. So it shouldn't surprise any of us. And it's also why Trump was 100% right to not go to this debate.
Exactly.
It's beneath him. And when you know that you're walking into a setup because of exactly these kinds of circumstances, you understand exactly what's going on in mainstream media, even conservative.
It's very un-American.
I like to knock the one side, but I got to call balls and strikes. This is no different than what we see from the Democrats. It's no different than what we're seeing from the Fulton County DA when they're trying to put a gag order on Donald Trump so he can't defend himself in court proceedings. And more importantly, to function as an intimidation tactic for anyone else who would defend him, where the DA there is then saying, hey, we're going to add you people to the indictment if you take part in this. I don't know, guys. Doesn't reek of democracy. All the people that have been screaming that for the last 6 or so years, especially during the Trump presidency, when I believe we had a lot more freedom than we do now, or certainly since this administration's taken over, are strangely quiet.
Strangely quiet they are. And it leaves many Americans who heretofore thought that free speech was alive and well, at least in alleged conservative outlets, alleged conservatives, which now, you know, I think it's safe to say that Fox is at best a Republican-leaning outlet, not a conservative-leaning outlet, because not all Republicans apparently treasure free speech as we conservatives do, as we constitutional conservatives do. So this is very, very troubling, folks. And if you don't laugh, you're going to cry. So let's try to tackle some of these very important, heady topics and maybe try to find some humor or at least some hope in all this. My good buddy AJ Rice, former talk show radio producer for Laura Ingraham, and now he runs a public relations empire. He's also the author of a book called The Woking Dead. And guess what? The Woking Dead had a great run. It was kind of waning, and then all of a sudden, boop, it was resurrected, and now it's back on top. That discussion comes your way next on the Salcedo Storm Podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Everybody's got an agenda, right? And in America, for the time being, that's okay. But I think folks would be stupid to fund an agenda that doesn't align with their own. Patriot Mobile can help you with that. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile, you're going to get an industry-leading coverage guarantee. You're going to get all kinds of discounts for our first responder heroes and our veterans. But you're also going to be supporting a company that supports your values and donates to your values. And there's an added bonus. You'll also be supporting me, your liberty-loving Latino. Every single person who goes to patriotmobile.com/storm and makes the switch, you support the Salcedo Storm Podcast, keeping my voice independent. Hey, I worked for a company that changed the rules in the middle of the game. I couldn't talk about the issues important to you. It was then I realized my voice needed to be independent. I think Tucker Carlson's discovering that too. Head to patriotmobile.com/storm. Make the switch today. Use my promo code STORM. Get free activation and stop funding the woke crowd. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/storm.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
AJ Rice, he is the president and CEO of Publius Public Relations, editor-in-chief of the Publius National Post, and is the number one best-selling author of The Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. My friend, welcome back.
Brother Chris, great to be here.
The Woking Dead, the return of The Woking Dead, you guys hit the bestseller list again after being out all this time?
Yeah. It was like 12 months later we hit it. And look, there's no accident. I mean, we're living in a target-rich environment of wokeism. The Woking Dead are everywhere. We have a certifiable, upright, reanimated corpse shuffling around in the White House. God knows who's making those decisions. They'll sign whatever you put in front of them.
Yeah.
He's like Ron Burgundy. He'll read whatever you put in front of him. So, you know, he could be outlawing, you know, left-handed, Houston Astros fan. You know, who knows? So look, it's been about 12 months. The book is always popping, but this time it popped all the way to the top. And when you sort of survey the landscape of all the sort of leading candidates in the political race, and full disclosure, I've got a few connections to pretty much all of them. The people at the top have pretty much made their brand the anti-woke brand. I mean, Trump is the original. I mean, he got elected because he pushed back on political correctness at the time. And that was, look, 2015, Golden Escalator, 2016. You know, the word woke wasn't really in the lexicon like it is now. Vivek Ramaswamy basically wrote a book on it, like me. It's called Woke Inc. DeSantis dominated Florida, pushing back on it. And let's be honest, RFK Jr., although a Democrat, pushes back on a lot of it, too. So, I mean, those are the four people that are getting the most ink. They're the four people the left is probably most afraid of. And it's no coincidence that fighting the woking dead has been their mantra.
Well, let me expand on something, take something out of the headlines that I think the wokeism has a target on it now and has probably lost all of its luster. The Washington Redskins of the National Football League, and I refuse to call them anything other than that because that's exactly what they are. There is a Native American group that now has over 100,000 signatures trying to get their Washington Redskins name reinstated. They got an ownership change there, as you well know, being a Philadelphia Eagles fan that you are. And so here we go. The people are starting to push back, saying, if you're woke, we want nothing to do with you. Do you see that maybe that pendulum is starting to swing back hard the other way?
Look, there weren't a lot of people that wanted the Redskins to change their name in the first place. I know the media and the Washington Post stooges wanted people to think that, to do that. The Eagles, Cowboys, and Giants and their fans who are in the NFC East with the Redskins, they did not want a change. This is the most successful division in all of the National Football League. They've got the most NFL championships pre-Super Bowl. They've got the most Super Bowl rings. And they're the only division in the entire league where at least every member of the division has won at least one. I mean, they're constantly competitive. Their TV ratings go through the roof. The Redskins have been on some hard times here.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks to me like Dan Snyder, who's the former owner now, or he's about to be, cut a deal with the left-wing, nutty mayors, two different mayors, of Washington, D.C., and the city council to try to get, I guess, a new stadium in the actual city. Because some people might not know this, the Redskins actually play in Maryland, and they play really only 15 minutes, 20 minutes, from the Baltimore Ravens Stadium. You got two NFL stadiums within about 20 minutes of each other. And it's a dump. It's in Lanham, Maryland, and it's a total dump. It's the worst, other than where the Raiders were playing before they just moved to Las Vegas in Oakland. The Redskins Stadium is now the worst dump in America. It's terrible, you know? So I think they cut a deal, and it was a hostage deal. It was a hostage. It was a blackmail. It was like, okay, We'll build you a partially tax funded stadium.
Good grief.
In Washington, D.C. You got to change your name. We're going to hold you hostage. So the woke mafia took him hostage. But now there's a new owner. It's actually the ownership group that owns the Philadelphia 76ers. Magic Johnson's actually part owner too of the Redskins or the Commanders, whatever the hell they're called now. and they're threatening to turn the name back. And build their, because the guy that owns the Sixers and they've got plenty of money. They don't need to listen to the mayor of Washington, D.C. So whatever deal Snyder cut, that's going into the toilet.
See, when I'm looking at, by the way, folks, we're talking to A.J. Rice, the name of the book, The Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. When I look at the name Washington Redskins, the most offensive part of that name in my mind is Washington. So if you're going to change anything... Change the damn name Washington, because here we have in Washington, D.C., this cesspool of left-wing extremism. We have the Trump indictments coming down out of the compromised Department of Injustice and a Joe Biden, a Beijing Biden protection racket. And that's what now Washington has become known for. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, I think most of the residents and the politicians there don't even know the District of Columbia really is short for the District of Columbus, Christopher Columbus. I mean, the two of the people whose statues get torn down the most, the entire city's named after, George Washington and Christopher Columbus. I mean, look, you've had two phony impeachments, four phony indictments. I've never seen a politician hunted like this in my life, other than the ones that were shot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's not much left they can do. I think that we're, you know, you're kind of witnessing the passion of the Trump here. And it's just, he just keeps on rolling. He's already sort of a counterculture icon. He's an iconoclast. He doesn't need to get elected ever again. And he's the character, the political character of the age. Historians 100 years from now are going to jump from Reagan to Trump with a little affirmative action bump, you know, speed bump named Barack Obama along the way. Okay? That's
yeah.
it.
Well,
that's
yeah.
it. He's mm-hmm. the politician of the age. Look, he's like Andrew Jackson. He's like Teddy Roosevelt. You know, he may never win again. I think he can. We're going to see the third act here. Because let's face it, you know, and I love them all. Well, not all. But, you know, lots of luck, fellas.
Yeah.
I mean, you're dealing with a force of nature here.
Chris
Christie. It is something that the fancy pants, beltway, you know, short pinky in the air,
yeah.
you know, conservative literati, some of them anyway, they just don't get.
Guys
don't
like,
get.
Look, man, guys like Chris Christie, I don't think, I don't even think they're going to make a footnote in history, much less being anything significant as
no,
a man.
Well, let me ask Texas this, although I'm talking to Houston. I mean, do you guys want Chris Christie? He is a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Oh, I had no idea.
He is a Dallas Cowboys fan. For
wow.
some reason, this man who loves Bruce Springsteen grew up in North Jersey. He's not an Eagles fan. He's not a Jets fan. He's not a Giants fan. He is a Cowboys fan. Mr. Frontrunner. Mr. Frontrunner.
Well,
so,
in his own mind.
Bring him down the, maybe we could drop him off in you know, Fort Worth or something. He could sit there and eat a couple you know, 1,000 hot dogs and hamburgers, ribs or something.
Oh, hell no. Okay, so let's move on to where we're going to naturally progress here. You mentioned the reanimated corpse that's sitting in the Oval Office. And this, and I want you to speak to those who buy into woke, because this is these people are the ones who vote for Beijing Biden and vote for the Democrat Socialist Party. And they will do so no matter what that party does to them. Look what they have done to the black community. Look what they've done to minorities all over history up until today. But Beijing Biden sits there on the beach in Delaware while Maui is burnt to a crisp. When he is confronted by the press saying, hey, what are your thoughts on Maui? The man says, no comment. That's how a Democrat regards a state that voted for him 63%. He says, no comment on a natural disaster. No Republican would ever get away with that.
And there are reports going out this morning that the 100 plus people that they can't ID might have been, you know, kids.
Oh, man.
So if that's true, that's insane. I'll tell you what they did do. They sent that Rat Fink face John Podesta out there yesterday at the White House podium, the hack, one of Clinton's bag men, one of Obama's bag men. Now he's a Biden bag man. Just like Rahm Emanuel and Harold Ickes and the rest of the dumpster divers, okay? Sent him out there yesterday to say, will you take a look at these fires in Maui? Oh, look at all these people burning up, kids burning up, houses burning up, wealth burning up. This is because of global warming. And I'll tell you, it's the one-year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act, and this is the type of things that you voted for a year ago to prevent things like this. Then I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. This thing passed a year ago, and Maui's still on fire 365 days later, dummy.
Podesta's an idiot. I mean, every day of the week, the man's an idiot. I mean, seriously. But that's what he's a Democrat, so that's why he gets his positions of power and authority. Folks, we're talking to A.J. Rice, president and CEO of Publius Public Relations and the author of Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. Even though it's been released months ago, it's back on top there at Amazon. Glenn Beck, he shows up to the office. We play the soundbite. He shows up to the office And all of a sudden, his podcasts are down from Apple Podcasts. And of course, they have such terrible, lousy customer service. He has no idea as to why. He's back on, and they called it, you know, some sort of glitch or a trademark infringement. Who knows what the real excuse is?
Yeah, they're saying it was kind of copyright infringement.
Yeah, exactly. Something. But they didn't. I mean, the remedy. We would be stupid to think, gee, the remedy on one podcast having a copyright infringement is to take the whole damn library down. Nobody believes that. This was targeted at a conservative by, let's be honest, an Apple company that is pro-China, pro-communist, yes?
Well, let me tell you what they do. And they don't just do it through tech. They do it through tyranny in the medical field, tyranny in the political field, tyranny with this stupid Bidenomics, if there is such a thing. Bidenomics is like, you know, counting tokens at Chuck E. Cheese. There's no Bidenomics. And that is what I like to call the pain threshold. So we're constantly being tested here to see what our pain threshold is for authoritarianism or tyranny. So what they do is they'll take Beck down for a couple of days and see how he reacts. Maybe next time a week, maybe next time permanently. This is what they do. Death by a thousand cuts. They test to see what our pain threshold is, put us in a vice, twist it. How much freedom can we take from them? How much choice can we take from them? And it's really a way to sort of reprogram society so that we self-censor, so that we self-correct. And it's a crazy thing because we're living in a world now where we're basically, we have to sign a user agreement to be an American, okay? It's kind of like the Chinese social credit system. That's what we're dealing with here. So I'm not shocked. They've done it to many people. They've done it to Jones, and they've done it to you know, Tucker. Mm-hmm. And I got kicked off of LinkedIn last year for promoting my client. I'm still not allowed back on LinkedIn. So, I mean, it's outrageous. It's to see how we'll react. And, you know, I mean, Beck's only going to – I mean, he got it back within 3 days. I mean, he wasn't running around Hawaii lighting fires. But, you know, I mean, he's big enough that they had to take notice and fix it real quick.
Well,
but imagine all the people out there trying to, you know, build an audience. They'll never get off the ground. It's like I talk about stand-up comedy and people get canceled. Chappelle is Teflon, you know, at this point where he can go out there and say whatever the hell he wants. But the kid, the 19-year-old trying to get a gig in, you know, Paramus, New Jersey at a comedy club, he can't get on stage if he starts telling certain jokes that only the audience of this show will laugh at.
Right. Now, you know what, man? And I think it all boils down to money. And I think that you were hitting on everything that I was believing this happened here, that Apple wants, they want all the money, but they also want to be woke. They also want to deliver for their masters, communist China and the woke crowd. So they're trying to figure out, gee, how can we continue to keep the money flowing into us unless they're ESG freaks, and I can't even speak to ESG freaks because their desire is to actually lose money to prove how woke they are, and you can't reason.
Well, that's the user agreement I'm talking about. That ESG and DEI are part of the a la carte woke sushi menu that these wacko corporate overlords are holding in their hand like they're at a restaurant of wackery trying to see, okay, well, this one, Salcedo said this, so no, Mathis, take his score down a little bit. I mean, this is what they're doing to us.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's anti-American through and through. And the Salcedo Show axiom says, one of them, they can't hurt us if they don't have our money. And I think that's where conservatives have got to start concentrating, defunding these people, whether it be in government or whether it be, in these woke corporations. AJ Rice is his name. He's a dear friend, and he's a talented guy and a very busy guy. The name of the book is The Woking Dead, How Society's Woke Virus Destroys Our Culture. My friend, glad to have you back. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, sir. You're a patriot. Keep fighting.
That's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Two websites, you know them, texasscorecard.com. Make sure you check out The Texas Heist, a brilliant documentary that is taking Texas by storm. The Texas Heist, who's really in charge of the Texas House? Also pay a visit, if you will, to chrissalcedo.com. Find all of our social media hookups. Find a brand new website. Also track down the Chris Salcedo shows on KSEV and Newsmax TV. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. Society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.